Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Elmondson.
And this week, we are doing part two of our iHeart Vancouver episode. We had so much more to talk about after last week, so we thought we would just, like, continue it and give the best Vancouver itinerary for all you fans out there. I mean, you got Joey's, you got the art museum, you've got the seawall, we know that, any Starbucks, but we have even more. So enjoy this episode and, I don't know, maybe take some notes. Can we just talk for a second about the summer cut? I'm so into it. I love it, Tim. I think you look great. And also, I kind of love that the Sternbush is just a tease.
Well, it's a little more fun that way.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Keep them guessing. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners, it is a very special episode. It's my favorite weekend of the year because it's Maggie's birthday weekend.
That's crazy that it's your favorite weekend of the year.
Next to my own birthday weekend. So this is the first time I've seen you on birthday week.
Yeah. And then I'm going to see you tomorrow where we're going to sing our little hearts out. You're singing. I'm going to make you sing.
Oh, geez. Okay.
No, I will make you sing. But if you get inspired, the mic is yours.
I mean, we'll see how much liquid courage I have, but I think it will go really badly at this point with my voice not being anywhere near karaoke level.
But that's the whole point of karaoke, is making a fool of ourselves. Well, speaking of karaoke, have we talked about, first off, hi, Tim.
Hi, Maggie.
Well, I already said you look great. You ready to podcast another on iHeart Vancouver episode?
I'm not yet. Maggie, you look great. You know, with great beard comes great responsibility, Maggie.
Oh my God. We need a screenshot of that.
I actually don't. Someone sent me this through Amazon. I don't know who sent me this.
Brilliant person sent you that. Okay. Now, are you ready to podcast the shit out of another iHeart Vancouver episode with me?
Have I fully expressed how great you look today?
I mean, I think so, because I think I look medium all right today. So I feel like, in a way, you're hitting the bullseye with, like, we don't need to overdo it.
Okay. Did you read my text I sent you this morning?
I did. Okay. You did. I did.
I don't think you responded to the...
I have been driving around like a crazy person, as you know.
I just want to make sure you got the message.
I get shy about that. I get shy about it.
That's why I needed to put it in writing and send it to you.
Thank you.
Basically, ladies and gentlemen, I sent her a text this morning saying, I know it's her birthday and she's getting a little... Am I right or am I wrong that you're a little weirded out by turning this age?
I was. And I'm kind of not anymore. Excellent. I think for a minute I was like... And now I'm just like, no, this is where I am. And I'm is where I am.
And that was the second part of my, so my message to Max this morning was, I know you're probably a little freaked out of turning X number of years. Yeah. Wow, you just said it. Good for you. Powerful.
I said it out loud.
But I said, you are more beautiful now than when I met you 17 years ago. You're one of those classic beauties that just ages into yourself. And not just looks, because we're not that shallow, although we are. It's your power. You are so coming into your own power, Maggie, that I'm so proud of you. And I'm so proud of everything you've achieved at this age, the young age of 43. And I just can't imagine how much farther you're going to go as the years go on. Because, girl, you on a roll.
Thanks, Tim. I feel good.
You should feel good. I mean, I'm glad you feel good. I'm glad you listened to my, you took in my words and then just blow them off and brush them off by saying you're uncomfortable with it.
No, I mean, I get shy around the compliments, and so, but I appreciate them very much.
Well,
and
honestly, we would have no podcast. We're beginning to a podcast.
Okay, thanks, Tim. So, speaking of,
there's more that came from this week.
Things we love. I love you, Tim. We also love Vancouver. And we are doing a part two of this because there was no way we could possibly, and I have a feeling there might even have to be a part three, but there was no way we could possibly get into one podcast, all of our favorite places, memories, and, you know.
I'd have to use living some of the greatest years of our lives in that city.
Greatest years of our lives. And so we're going to do another one. And again, per strike rules, we are holding off on talking about the show until there is, fingers crossed, some movement. So enjoy our
gabs, yo.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tim.
Maggie.
Couple things. We covered the seawall. We covered the art gallery. We've covered a lot of like special places. And I know like the girls growing up or whatever. And then I know you have other Kitts memories that you wanted to bring up, Kitts Beach memories and Kitsilano memories. I really only had a few that I was like, oh, the grouse grind. I mean, the places that I have all my memories, I feel like have closed. My 30th birthday, like, you know, my 30th birthday.
I know. I literally woke up thinking about like, we're about to do your 43rd. And we, that
13 years ago,
amazing 30th birthday we had.
God, that was fun. That was the 30th member. And like Rebecca flew up and surprised me. Oh my God, we went to see Eat, Pray, Love. I do very girly things on my birthday. I went to see Taylor Swift on Monday night and Barbie on Wednesday night. Like, I couldn't be more girly. I've seen my girlfriends this week. Oh, anyway, and we're going to girl out tomorrow, Tim. But
cannot wait.
But I wanted to bring it to your, you had mentioned something that was very poignant for you that I want to make sure we get in before we get rolling on other Vancouver places and things. And that was your friends.
Yeah.
Your dear
Toner. But yeah, I so I cannot talk about Vancouver without talking about my friend Tom and his wife Rebecca. So it's an incredibly special story to my family. So as we were talking about Kitts Beach last week, which was really, it's a playground where, because I lived right around the corner, Lily and Nora grew up on this beach in this playground in Kitsilano. And one day we're standing there and on the playground, we meet this gorgeous couple, Tom and Rebecca, and Tom Jacome was his full name. And he was an animation producer and he was working on a movie called Space Chimps. It was one of his first animated films he was producing. So we start chatting and then we hit this amazing coincidence that they're both sort of like this very stylish English couple. They were in raincoats and very much dressed for Vancouver. And they had two kids who were about the same height as our girls. We started talking and we realized that Lily and so their daughters were, I mean, their kids were Jade and Max. And mine are, of course, Lily and Nora. Lily and Jade were born on the same day. And Max and Nora were born one day apart. So we're like, wait a second, what? Like we are destined to be, it is written that we are going to be friends. So, I mean, to have been born like four births taking place so close in the calendar, over 5,000 miles away from each other. It was like, this is too freaking weird. So we immediately start, and they're just lovely people. So Rebecca starts inviting us over. Our kids become fast friends. We become fast friends with them. And then proceeds just the crazy coincidences of our lives. So we start hanging out with Tom and Rebecca all summer long. Jade and Lily become best friends. And we just hang out like all summer long. A few months in, because Tom's so good at what he does, he gets recruited by the massive company DreamWorks to come down to LA and become an animation producer for them. So we're talking and they say, we're driving out to LA to sort of scout out locations or to places to live. And our house was empty. And Allison goes, well, why don't you just take our house? It's empty. So a few weeks later, we're standing on the beach again. And Allison goes, do you think we're being robbed right now? We basically just gave our house to two people. And he loads up everything in an U-Haul truck and they start driving down. And so their family lives in our house for a few weeks while scouting around places to live. Eventually, our season of our beautiful show ends and I'm home for the summer. They start looking at houses and they pick a house minutes away from us. It's a beautiful house with a big pool. And just because they're just such amazing people, but because we kind of helped them out, Rebecca then takes Allison like in under her wing because she's now like a single parent while I'm in Vancouver working. And basically the girls learn how to swim in their pool. And every Sunday was, again, because they're English, was Sunday roast at Tom and Rebecca's house. And we developed this big sort of friend group. We know some other ex-British expats who started going on, like, and just even the non-British folks. We just had this huge friend group in LA that started spending every Sunday at Tom and Rebecca's, like swimming and drinking Pimm's cups and eating her amazing food. And so like they had a key to our house. We still have, I just was looking, we have a key box in our hallway with all the various keys. And there is a keychain with, in a heart shape with a Union Jack in it. And it's the key to Tom Rebecca's old house. They don't live anymore. So we just had this incredible summer and they're just incredibly special part of my life. Cut to our show ends. I get a job in England where I'm playing a king. You all know what it is. I'm not going to say what it is. Just a few months after they decide to move back to London. So we kind of ended up following each other around the world. Met in Vancouver, follow each other back. We followed them back to LA, or they followed us, one of the two. And then I followed them to England, where I was shooting. I shot in Bristol, which was about an hour and a half train ride outside of London. So on the weekends, I would go into London all the time. They gave me a key to their house and basically said, anytime you need a place to stay, here's a key to our house. They're just, that's the kind of people they were. So I lived with them back and forth while I was in London. There was a summer where Lily and Nora and Allison came out to visit me while I was waiting for the season to start. We just had this incredible, and our friend Sophie and Rich from LA happened, because Sophie's a Brit, happened to be in London at the time. And Tom was just, he was just his Pied Piper and would sort of take us all the things he loved, like whether it was piloting a canal boat through the canals in London, took us punting in Oxfordshire, which if you don't know what punting is, I didn't know, it's kind of like working a gondola. So we would just have these incredible scenes out of like a Merchant Ivory film of like being on streams and rivers and then having this amazing picnic that Rebecca would lay out for all of us. It was just a halcyon days. The golden times of our friendship was just, I can't overstate. So we got word. So now the sad part comes. We got word like 2 weeks ago that Tom suddenly passed away from a brain tumor that none of us knew was because they kept it very quiet, because he'd started an animation company in London and just gotten promoted to the president of his company the day he was diagnosed with this tumor, which was inoperable. So he just passed away. And the reason I wanted to tell Maggie this, because Maggie met Tom Rebecca and it's in the forefront in my mind, because I wrote his eulogy yesterday, or one of his eulogies that I'm going to record and send in to their funeral. So it just really got me thinking so much about this guy. And when he passed, I immediately went to my phone and just started looking at pictures, and just much like our times, Maggie and Law, and like I just put in your face and just all the hundreds of pictures of the times we've had together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The same, like I put in Tom's face and in the search area and 100 pictures of just these incredible memories. This life, yeah. I mean, just these 17 years, like I knew him as long as I've known you, 17 years of just joyful times. And again, Lily and Nora being best friends and our times with our extended friend group in LA, and how every Sunday was spent at their house, which I can't overstate just what a special time it was. So I lost my dear friend. And
I'm so sorry, Tim.
But again, it's all because of this movie about a chimp in space. On Kids Beach, and then this friendship, this 17-year friendship just developed.
I think this was a beautiful tribute. And I think, you know, as they say with grief, it hurts so bad because the love is so big. So it's so painful, but it's so painful because the love we share.
Exactly right. Because how much we love.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of how much we love. Anyway, I'm so sorry, Tim. And
I love that you had met them, and because they were such a part of our life. Like, of course you would have met them.
Yeah. I mean, you have a crew. You all have a strong crew. Like, that was always one of my favorite things, is even just like even in Vancouver, everywhere you all went, I felt like you just like, you were like magnets for like great people and families kind of finding each other and like-minded, in that it was always about fun. It was all about, you know, celebrating and joy and having a good time no matter what. And anyway, so it says a lot about you and Allison and your family as well, that like these are the people that you attract. And this is like where, you know, I think for us in our little, I think, you know, there's this like thing with our family, with our show, since I can't say the name of the show, with our family cast. I mean, these times that we had in Vancouver and this era of our lives is still going. I mean, obviously we still are making Psych, but it was like how lucky were we, are we, that we got to have this and Vancouver being the backdrop for the, and I feel like the, in a way, like a character in it, like a player in it, like it's almost like another cast member that
it's the ripple effect of our life in that city.
Correct. Have you ever woken up to a new acne breakout at the worst time? I know I have. I think the worst possible place to get a zit would have to be either right on your nose or right on your forehead. And trust me, I have had both even at the same time and at the worst time. We know acne can get in the way of feeling confident in your skin, and that is why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies and a dermatology provider will create your customized treatment plan. How nice is that? Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne, facial acne, even back, chest, and butt acne. My favorite part about unboxing my Apostrophe delivery was easily the adorable postcards and the personalized stickers for my prescription bottles. So cute. You all know I am a sucker for cute packaging. You can tell some serious thought was put into this company. It's incredibly well made. We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/pineapple when you use our code pineapple. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, go to apostrophe.com/pineapple and click get started. Then use our code pineapple at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you all, but I feel like I've had many times in my life where I was really uncertain about where I was going, where things were going, if I was even on the right path. And I don't really know how I got through that or whatever, other than just to say, I think in my experience, therapy did help with sort of dropping some ideas around like perfection and it having to be exactly right every single time. And knowing if you have to change your mind or course correct, you can do that. Sometimes we're faced with tough choices, and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. I agree with this. I think that therapy, I think the more you kind of practice, I think that you start to know, therapy helps you kind of get to know yourself. So you start to know your own compass and what feels right and aligned for you. And then the work, I think, has to sort of be in like practicing, sort of staying in that alignment and what feels good. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. It's so easy to use, you all. This app is so easy to use. And whether you've tried therapy or you're thinking about switching therapists or you know somebody who could probably benefit from it, like this app is, it's very, very easy and they tailor the experience so you feel as safe as possible. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pineapple today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/pineapple. The city itself, I think, is just so magical in what it offers. So from the mountains, I mean, you can ski. We were talking about the grass grind. You go up Grass Mountain. You can be in the water on a boat. You can walk the seawall. But you also are in like a total vibey cosmopolitan city that you get all those, everything that comes with that too.
I was going to say, just a tribute to what a great friend you are. I was just so low. Here's an example of why I love Maggie so much. I was just so low, obviously, and emotional. And what she does, she spins it on a dime and picks me up by saying making such nice comments about Allison and I and our life and why we attract those people. So thank you, my friend. You really just...
But it's true. That's what it like, you all, when we look around, you know, I have been doing this, I feel like a lot lately, of just being like, God, I am so happy and so grateful for the people that I have in my life and friends. And just in a way that is like, I don't know, maybe it is as we get older that it does sort of, you know, I don't know. And I think of you, Tim, and I think of you like checking on me when you don't hear from me for like a day or two and you know I'm can be disappearing when something's like, just to have somebody text you to say, hey, I love you. I'm thinking about you. Are you okay? I haven't heard from you. It's like, you're the best. That's a dear, dear, dear friend. So it makes sense that you would have these, you know, they're not just like, these are like family. It's not just like acquaintances and friends that kind of show up to your things and whatever. It's like deeply rooted, unbreakable bonds with people that I feel like a lot for all of us started during this time in our lives in Vancouver and with each other. But I also think, Tim, that is you. Like like the Christmas party, it's at the Amundsen's. Like, oh, we're all, where's the meeting place? It's at the Amundsen's. Like, what are we doing? You'd be like, oh, we have these friends, so-and-so and so-and-so. And then I'd come over and be like, I'd meet these friends and they're like the greatest. Like you would just attract the greatest people, but you set the tone anyway. So yeah, I mean what I say, but I love that I Heart Vancouver has become I Heart Tim, the I Heart Tim episode. But anyway,
I'm getting embarrassed. It's too much. It's overwhelming.
So back to Vancouver.
Look who's talking.
I mean, all right. Enough with all the, enough with the love. Let's talk about Vancouver.
Okay, I have a great pivot. Okay. A great segue in this. So I've got two things for you. So speaking of amazing friends and Vancouver, I got to talk about Granville Island, one of my favorite places.
Granville Island,
which is,
yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Granville Island was sort of, it was an old sort of industrial part of town. Like there were factories on, and they, at one point the city sort of took it over and made it into kind of like sort of art center. Like artisans would go there. They turned these factories into sort of studios for the craftsmen. For artists and craftsmen. And there's this, I swear we lived on Granville Island because there's a place in Granville Island called the Kids Mart, which is just the Kids Market, was just sort of, it's sort of a mall. It was just all sort of centered towards littler kids with stores around there, just things to entertain them. There's like, there was a play center and there was an arcade, like one of those Chuck E. Cheese, like hamster habitats where kids can go through. And it's right on the, there's an amazing duck pond right there out back, and you can get the sea bus, the water taxis from anywhere in the city.
Yeah, so, it's so fun. And
then the kids use actually. Lily, who's as you know is an amazing artist, dad brag. There's a place on Granville Island called Arts Umbrella, which is just arts education. So when we first started going up there, we put the girls in classes. So Lily started taking art classes there, and Nora was taking like the drama classes there, and she's an amazing performer in her own right. So it was really like we were there every day, and there's a great community. As anybody from Vancouver knows, Vancouver's got amazing community centers. So we could go, and there was sort of like a daycare in the gym. The kids could play in the gym, and that's actually where we stole our nanny from. We pilfered another nanny from the sort of the playtime in the community center there. But and it's still one of like, whenever we go back up to Vancouver, whether it's for a job for our show or another job, we have to spend a lot of time on Granville Island.
Yeah. I like Granville Island too. I like it for the same thing you're talking about, like the artists or whatever, but I love the food. I just love the spirit there. It's really fun. And
there's always like, buskers.
What?
There's always buskers. There's always street and buskers there.
Yeah. It's very cool. And like the water taxis are so fun. You can just take your little, it's interesting too, because I think, you know, Yale Town was when we first moved there. I remember Yale Town was like the cool, like that was like the loading docks, the old school loading docks all got turned into lofts. And I mean, I think it's still very cool, honestly, I think, but we got lucky. I feel like we were right on the, like, I remember when we got the show, someone said, you got to live in Yale Town when you're there, because it was such a cool, new, up-and-coming area. Now it's very established, obviously. But Yale Town is where I stayed during the last movie at the level there. And so, and I fell in love with that area again, being that close to, is it David Lamb Park? Is that what it's called?
Huge park there.
Yeah. And I'd go down there with Peanut and watch the sunsets and stuff at night. But then what's the other beach?
There's a great dog park right there in Yale Town.
Yes. Well, what's the other beach, Tim? There's another beach that, oh my God, the main beach on along the seawall there, that's like down by the Burrard Bridge.
Oh, and Sunset Beach. That's
Sunset Beach. Thank you. I love Sunset Beach.
I guess it's like first beach, second beach, and third beach. I think Sunset was sort of first beach.
I absolutely loved sitting there. That was like one of those places that is like, I don't know. I watching a sunset at Sunset Beach, one of my favorite things to do, but also I felt like it was the, there's a water taxi walk. There's a water taxi dock right there. Right. And a dog beach also right there.
Yeah. Right under the Brush Bridge. Yeah. Yes.
So we know all the dog beaches.
The aquatic center.
Mm-hmm. It's fun because the last time I went, the last time we were doing the movie, I went whale watching with the Prince of Wales. Did you ever go whale watching there?
No, I've still never done that because I was.
Ah.
I remember you tell me you went. I was like, I wanted to
go. It was cool. Prince of Wales whale watching was like, it's Prince of Wales. I'm giving them a shout out because they were so nice. And then they take you on like this little tour. And I saw bald eagles, which, by the way, everyone should know, like, it's so rare to see one, even though it's our country's bird. It's so rare to see one in the U.S. And then you go to, like, Canada, and they're all over.
They're walking out of my little house, my hugely expensive basement on Kitts Point. On the
so majestic. You're
walking into the elm grove across the street from my apartment, and on a boulder. 4th of July is sitting a bald eagle in the park, just not flying, just sitting on a boulder in the park.
Yeah, chilling. The raccoons in Stanley Park, which I think we talked about last time too.
So the very first time Alice and I were on Granville Island was kind of by accident. We spent an hour there. I'm going to switch it into one of the other best favorite things about Vancouver to me is the proximity to my hometown of Seattle. Because, I mean, my dear friends could come up all the time. So my buddy Ron, I think you've met Ron Johnson. So Ron and Cliff are two of the guys who first started taking me fly fishing. I went to high school with them. And, Ron, like when I first, that thing that happened in my brain 6 years ago.
What?
Yeah, Matt gets a stroke.
I couldn't tell. I don't know. Wait, are we missing up a bit?
Fine. But Ron was one of the first people to fly to Tampa and be with us in the ICU.
I knew that. Yeah.
So Ron's a dear friend and has been a dear friend since high school. And Ron and his wife, Ellie, amazing Ellie, have a house in the San Juan Islands, which is one of my favorite islands, specifically Orcas Island. So Ron's a big fisherman, not only fly fishing, but salmon fisherman and a great sailor. So Ron and Cliff were at their house in Olga. We make plans to come. He's got this great sort of seafaring fishing boat. So he and Cliff hop in the boat. They're going to come pick up Allison and I. Come have a weekend in Vancouver. So he's like, well, we'll meet you at the dock on Granville Island at such and such a time. An hour goes by. We finally get like a ship. There were no cell phone, it was early cell phone days. We get like a ship to shore call. They're stuck in the middle of the Pacific. They hit a sandbar on the way in.
Oh my God.
So they're marooned on a sandbar and they had to literally wait for the tide to come and lift up their boat before they could get underway. So Allison and I had like 2 or 3 hours on Met Granville and going, what are we? So then we go into the kids' market and we literally found like a beach store and made, like we're 5-year-olds, we made bracelets and keychains with like beads, which I still have the keychain. This is like Allison and Tim on it. I made a necklace. Like I'm a 5-year-old.
I love that. That's so cute. What a cute memory.
And they just went in. And then, so that's Granville Island, and then Ron suddenly shows up, which there's something pretty damn cool about your buddy showing up in a awesome fishing boat next to the dock and you throw in your luggage in it and being whisked off into the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I love hearing your story because this is fun. We have so many memories together, but like we also had, I mean, very little time that we spent apart, but the little time that we did spend apart, sometimes we were like, we have other memories there. I remember my family. I remember my nephews coming up when they were so little and they would sit at the water and watch the seaplanes.
Yeah. And
I mean, it's just like a kid.
The best.
Oh, the best. Like it's the absolute best. There's also this lagoon in Stanley Park that has like, it's basically like a mirror lake that is just so beautiful. You can just go sit there and it's literally like, you know, when they're at the horizon line just breaks the thing and it's literally the same reflection. Oh, it's absolute magic. The grouse grind. This was something that, who told us about it initially? Not Dan Shea, but I feel like it was a stunt person, like a very fit person.
I feel like it was, if that's the case, it's going to be Dan Shea.
Okay. So, and I remember we all were like, you know, they were like, leave some time to do it. And I think all of us were a little bit like, how tough can it be that, you know, if people do the grouse grind all the time? Oh, I remember what it was. Somebody said they go and do it every morning or something. And I was like, we'll be good. We'll be fine.
If I recall, it's like, it's a vertical mile up, right?
I believe it is a vertical mile up. Yeah.
The grouse grind, it's not just a hike. It's like, it is stairs cut into the roots of the dirt. It's kind of a rite of passage. Yeah. Like, you haven't been to Vancouver unless you've done the grouse grind.
But there is such a reward at the top of the grouse grind. So when you do, so I think, what did we do, Tim? Did we think that we took some water maybe? I was certainly not dressed for it. You, however, were like killing it. Like, I remember you had the backpack. You were ready to go. Like, Tim knew what was up.
And I was wearing a Langley firefighter t-shirt, because the very first time I did the grouse grind, I was taken by my friend Mark Millard, who's a firefighter up there, who is not just a firefighter. He's the over 50-year-old gold medal firefighter games champion. Mm-hmm. It's like firefighter Olympics. Like, he's the most fit human being. He's ex-British military, like the most fit human being in the world. So he's like, okay, I'll take you to the grind. And I think I had a banana and a cup of coffee for breakfast. And I'm halfway up the grind, like I pull over and I'm like, I'm dry heaving.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but fall is right around the corner. And HelloFresh is here to help you plan for the busy season ahead and tasty dishes delivered to your door. Simply choose your recipes and pick your delivery date, then lay back and enjoy the last days of summer knowing dinner is covered. Banish the end of summer blues with HelloFresh. I love HelloFresh, you all. No need to stress about how you'll handle it this fall, because HelloFresh takes care of the meal planning and delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to your home. So whipping up a homemade meal is a cinch. The key to dinner time success? Variety. HelloFresh keeps your taste buds on their toes with 40 chef-crafted recipes to select from every single week. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome, you'll always find new and exciting recipes to try and love. Feel like you would love a wholesome homemade meal, but there's just not enough time? With HelloFresh, all you need is 15 minutes and you'll be enjoying a tasty, satisfying meal made in your own kitchen. And let me just say this. I've actually just, as like a challenge, I've really timed out when it says 15 minutes. I'm like, really? Is it just 15 minutes? It really is just 15 minutes. Like, they have it down. Anybody can do it. I love their recipes. Does it seem like your family is hungry all the time? Add snacks, sides, and more to your weekly HelloFresh order. Just simply shop HelloFresh Market, which is so fun, and take your pick from a curated selection of over 100 add-on items. Let's be honest. What don't I love about HelloFresh? I love how easy it is to cook, how everything is sent directly to my home, and their incredible recipes are insanely delicious. When life gets busy, don't call for delivery. Get HelloFresh. It's 25% cheaper than takeout and less expensive than grocery shopping too. Just choose your recipes and receive fresh, pre-portioned ingredients so you can get cooking quick. Go to HelloFresh.com/50pineapple and use code 50pineapple for 50% off plus free shipping. 50% off. Plus free shipping. That's right. Head to HelloFresh.com/50pineapple for 50% off. That's so much. Plus free shipping. You know that feeling you get when you finally find the thing you have been searching for on the internet? After spending hours researching, reading thousands of reviews, you find it. This thing. Whatever it is, sparkly disco pants, designer dog hoodies, a niche thing from a wood shop in Prague. And it checks literally all your boxes and it has 5 stars. Oh, and it arrives in just 48 hours. So why is it that you can get the most random, wonderfully reviewed thing from around the world in just 2 days, but if you want to see a good doctor, it can take forever to get an appointment? Not to mention, how do you know if they're even good? Thankfully, there is a way. It's called ZocDoc, a place to find and book great doctors who actually have amazing reviews, many with appointments available within 24 hours. ZocDoc is a free app, free, where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We are talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance and are located near you and treat almost any condition that you're looking for. These docs have all verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 48 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. I love this. If I ever need to find a doc in a short amount of time, this is for sure the place to go. Go to ZocDoc.com/pineapple and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That is ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/pineapple. ZocDoc.com/pineapple. There's something about the grass grind that, like, you go for a while and you're just like in these switchbacks going up the mountain, which honestly, Tim's right though. Like I do, if you can do it, it is such a, like you said, like a rite of passage. It's such a Vancouver experience to have that because the reward at the end is so great, but and you do have
you'll suddenly be going and just like ready to just vomit and pass out. And you'll see it says quarter of the way there, half the way there.
That's what I was going to say. You literally think like, God, we're there, right? Like we're almost there. And it'll just say a quarter of the way through. And you're like, wait, what? We've been going, like, it's like 4 hours, isn't it?
It's not four.
A couple hours up. But there's a bar.
To see like it's like an Olympic event. People compete for time and you check your time at the bottom and then you check your time when you get to the top. But like,
yeah,
I'm huffing and puffing and I'm being passed by like 16, 17, 8-year-old girls in flip-flops.
Oh, that was funny.
There was an amazing day when as a show family, again, not saying the name of that show. You all know what I'm talking about. It's involved with pineapple. As a show family, we're like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah. And we did.
Except James Rodeo Rodriguez was like, you guys go.
Yeah. Also, he probably worked probably works late. Dulé came along. Dulé was there. Remember Andy?
Dulé, Andy. Oh, I think Andy told us, right? There was a moment, I think we're like halfway through and Andy's like, maybe not feeling so good. I'm like, look, you can stop now, but I'm telling you right now, because we're not coming back for you. But I'm telling you now, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
And he pulled up and he got it. And then the pictures of us at the top. So you get to the top of Grouse Mountain. And this is the payoff Magus talked about. And it's just the most stunning view of the city of Vancouver and the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into the lodge and it was me, I have a burger and a beer because you just worked off all those calories.
That's my favorite part.
Burger and beer you've ever had in your life.
Yeah. It's my favorite part because you it's the greatest burger and beer or drink, whatever it is. To have that drink at the top with that view after that hike, there is something so rewarding about it that it gets you through. We did it a couple more times, I think, throughout the series. And that got me through always. It was like, it's just so worth it when you get to the top, even if you're dry heaving four times on the way up. So Grouse Grind. It has to be done.
My friend Michael Sherman came up one time and my buddy from LA and was like, okay, so we're like, we got to do the grind. And we get up and we do it one day and halfway up, we meet this Scottish guy and who's like sort of paused, pale as can be, dry heaving. And he's like, do you want a gummy? Because he just was piling sugar in his mouth. He goes, worst hangover decision ever. Do you want a gummy?
It's true. Oh my God. I think one time because Brooke and Rebecca came up to surprise me at one point. And I was like, do you want to do this? You don't want to hike. And they're like, how hard could it be? It's a hike. It's just a hike, right? Every single one, every single person you take, everybody says, how hard can it be? It's a hike, right? And then a quarter of the way through, they're like, why? Why? Especially if you had any drinks the night before, which we always had.
Yeah, shocker.
I mean, we never not had.
The trail is cut in. It's like you're climbing up roots. The stirrups are made up roots and dirts and rocks. I mean, it's not exactly it's not like doing the steps of the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuel.
And I was thinking of, we talked about Joey's last time. We talked about Granville Island. Have you been to Victoria, Tim?
Funny you should mention Vancouver. Victoria. Victoria is actually the very first family vacation I ever remember.
Oh.
I was 5 years old and we didn't take a lot of vacations. Another time you could take, there was a, it was a cruise ship. It was called the Princess Margaret or the Princess Marguerite that you would take from Seattle. And it was like a sister ship to the Princess Margaret, I guess. So you could, I just remember being like, I want to say 4 or 5 years old, sitting in the living room going, why am I awake right now? It's pre-dawn. My brother's tying my shoes for me. And next thing I'm on the ship. And it's just, it's like when you're that age, you get on a sailing ship like this. It was like being in Disneyland.
Aww.
And I remember this, I have such vivid memories. I'm just in the, in sort of the lobby of the ship. And this older woman comes up to me and like pinches my cheek and says how cute I am. Like shoves money into my hand to go buy candy. So that was my first. And then we get to Vancouver, we get to Victoria and just with my brother and sisters going nuts. And it's a magical place. There's the Empress Hotel, which is this.
Yeah. The Empress is cool.
Which is where the, Queen Victoria, I think, stayed there. Mm. It's a magical place. And then just running around there every year in high school when I was in the jazz band, our high school had a great marching band. And every year for Victoria Day, our band would go up and march in the parade.
Aww, that's so cute. At
the end of the day, first day of school 1 year, my band teacher, Leo Dodd, goes, look, I know most of you are just in here for the Victoria party or trip, mm-hmm. which is true. So every year we'd all climb on the Princess Margaret and.
How fun.
And go up and a bunch of high school kids hang out in Victoria. And we were still, for some reason, we were old enough to like get mopeds and go into them.
Oh my God, I love it.
But when Alice and I first started dating and I was doing a little show for a Strut company, but it's the show I met Jensen on. And I was living in Seattle, shooting the show in Seattle. Allison came up to visit. And on one of our first like dating weekends, I took her to on the ferry to Orcas Island, city town of Olga. But to really surprise her, I booked us a seaplane out of Seattle into Victoria Harbor, stayed at the Empress, and had just this amazing weekend with Allison and Victoria. So
Victoria
is a very special place.
Yeah, that's like I didn't even know. I don't think I knew that. I never went to Victoria when we were shooting our show. I went on a movie that I was doing on another show, but I found Victoria to be just magical.
It is like it's like an enchanted place. It really is.
I love that. I didn't know that that was such a big part of your life. I also remember the Sunshine Coast. I really loved. Did you ever go other than when we shot there
with our show that time? That was the only time I went.
Uh huh. I went one other time to these tents. The Sunshine Coast I thought was really pretty. But Victoria, was just absolutely magical.
Speaking of what you would do in those tents and what sometimes comes from that activity, my children, we had a summer and we took the girls to Victoria and there was a ropes course called Monkey Do and they were really little. And Lily was, it was like this really hardcore kind of, well, age-appropriate ropes course. Like, you know, you put on a helmet, climb these ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, taking Lily to our local playground down the street when she was very little. Her being afraid to jump for the monkey bars. Like, it just, like, she was so terrified of the height of, like, taking this leap to the monkey bars. And getting her up on this ropes course, was still a really special memory of, like, being in Victoria on this ropes course with Lily and her sort of conquering her fear of heights and that her dad was there to catch her and take care of her.
Aw, I bet she remembers that forever too.
It was pretty special.
Yeah. We have so many beautiful, like so many beautiful memories from there. I feel almost like it's like we're reliving our lives. Like it's not just like, oh, this time we spent there on this show. Like it's like, we spent 8 years of our lives in the city and continue to still spend more time there.
I talk about going through my phone looking at memories. This is the greatest thing about this podcast is getting to sit here and talk to you and really relive these memories. Speaking of the Grouse Grind and Grouse Mountain.
Yeah.
There was a really epic day, that you and I had with Dan and Kate and Kate, Michael.
Yes.
Where we went ziplining because I would always take, it was like every summer we take the girls up to Grouse Mountain. And there's ziplining there. And we was like, we got to do that. So Michael comes up one time and he's like, okay, we planned for weeks, like in LA, he'd say, I'm going to come up visit you in Vancouver and we're going to go ziplining. So day before he leaves, like, oh, we got to run up. We get it there. And the woman goes, Do you have a reservation? We look at each other, ooh, reservation. Damn it. So we didn't do it that time until another couple months later, towards the end of the show, like, I want to say, like, I mean, it was last season, some of the last episodes, where you, me, Dan, and Kate, and Michael actually make reservations. We had this great day ziplining.
That day for me was, if I had to, you know, I was not in every episode of the last season because I was starting another thing in LA. But I feel like every single time I came up, there was almost something new. I wanted to be like, I remember Kate took me paddle boarding for the very first time in the Vancouver waters. It was the craziest experience. I loved that so much. And now I paddle board whenever I go anywhere. But I have to say, I think ziplining for me was, it's probably in my top five memories of the show. Like, period. Just because it was such an epic day. It was a little bit like overcast to the point where I was like, are we going to be able to do this?
Yeah. We went to the ziplining through the clouds.
Through the clouds. We were above the clouds at one point. And then I have a photo of all of us because that same thing, like you come back and you're like, well, we just kind of did something a little scary and it was a little wild or whatever. And then, you know, we have our drink to celebrate. Like the whole day was like so epic. And Tim, we have the best pictures from that day of us. We're so happy. Both of us have these faces.
I know I've got a bunch, but they're buried on a hard drive.
I got them all. Like it was crazy. We were like so high up. We were like facing fears. And at the same time, it was just, was such a bonding experience for as long as we live. Kate and Dan, we all still talk about it.
My profile picture of Michael is him in his helmet and it's my contact page for him with his big.
Oh my God. I love it. The helmet pictures are so ridiculous, but that's what I have. All of my pictures, you and I have our helmets on. We look great.
Of course we do. Mine was blue. So, well, yours was blue too, probably. So it brought out our eyes.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure they red helmets. We're like, can we always wear the blue ones?
Yeah. For the photos. So
like,
you know?
These haven't been cleaned. Like, I'll wait for the blue one. I don't care.
I think that's a perfect last memory to end on because that was like one of my top memories and also one of the most fun we ever had.
God, I'm emotional again, just reliving these moments.
I know, it's so fun. We have more to do and we have so many episodes. We will still be talking about all this stuff, but I love reliving the memories, but also I'm so glad you got to talk about Tom. And I'm so glad in a way, like this is such a nice little interlude in between the regular broadcasting that we can't regularly schedule, what is it? Programming that we can't do at the moment. So in a way I'm kind of loving that it's making us think about the other stuff.
Yeah.
Think about
the point. Yeah. I mean, like I say, yeah, just the idea of this pivot and how it's still like we're being a creative and imaginative and pulling out things that we wouldn't necessarily thought about.
No. You
know, other than just going to
this on whatever episode we were on. Yay, Tim.
This was really good.
This was great. I love it.
Thank you for indulging me to tell that story about Tom. And
I really appreciate you. And everyone will love to hear it. And it's life. It's hard. And you know, what a sweet way to honor him and have a little memorial for him. So I love that. And I know everybody listening is sending you a lot of love too.
Thank you all. I appreciate you. I mean, I'm sure that I will have many messages from all you beautiful people, but even if I don't, thank you. Cause I know I can feel the love cause I always feel the love. We always feel the love from you people.
Yeah, we always do. So thank you all for listening. And Tim, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. And why can you say it's your birthday?
Yes.
I'm either going to leave this on your voice text or this, but I think I'm going to just do it here. I'm going to sing your birthday song. I sang it last year. This is because we've talked about Red Robin and Nora going to the Red Robin for her birthday once. The Red Robin on Robson Street, around the corner from the Sutton Place Hotel. So last year, I left Maggie this voice text on her birthday and said, okay, if I was taking you to Red Robin for your birthday, this is the song that they would sing. Big breath. Happy, happy birthday. Today's your special day. Happy, happy birthday. Everyone say yay. Yay!
Yay!
You
sound great.
I'm still probably going to leave that on your voice message tomorrow.
I will be disappointed if you don't.
Then done.
Thank you, Tim. Maybe I won't. I love my birthday song.
I love you, and I love that it's your birthday. I can't wait to see you tomorrow and celebrate with you.
Thank you all so much for listening to another episode of The Psychologists Are In. As always, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/psychologistsarein for full video episodes of the pod and ad-free episodes.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.